you want to get Christmas right here, close by? Vanessa, have they got rid of the pumpkins out of that pumpkin lagoon yet, or are they just going to put Santa hats on them at this point like that?
The pumpkins are gone, and they're replaced by skating penguins.
Do they light up?
There's lights on the penguins, yes.
Well, isn't it called, like, you know, the Metro Parks holiday lights?
Well, you want to make sure you see them. You can go during the day and see them. I walked the trail a week and a half ago. I saw what was going on.
Good for you. Thank you.
Well, sure. There were actually a couple displays already up. Not on, of course, but they were up. And others were works in progress.
We've got Vanessa Klesta from the Lorain County Metro Parks here this morning to talk about the holiday lights. When does all that start? When are people going to be able to...
Well, first, good morning, gentlemen, and thanks for having me. Right. That starts Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, at 6 p.m. And that is Sunday through Thursday, 6 to 9, and Friday and Saturday, 6 to 10. It is free. We just ask that you bring a non-perishable food item. And it's a half-mile paved loop trail. And Craig said they were already starting. You should see it now. It's almost done now. And then we have another trail that runs with the little green chew, and that's also a decorated trail.
Who determines what lights go where?
Well, the trail, the paved trail that you walk on, is local businesses set that up, and they come out and decorate, and it's based on a movie theme, Christmas movie themes. So Mary, who's actually in charge of holiday lights, determines, well, and then you can kind of pick which movie you want as long as it's not Taken, what movie theme you're going to get.
Come on, Christmas holiday movie. Think of one. Can you think of one?
It's a Wonderful Life.
Very good.
Home Alone?
Sure, that works. No. Well, you've got, you know, Scrooge or any of those Christmas Carol, that type of thing.
See, mine's National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
Oh, well, see, that's well, there goes your light budget. Come on.
Wait till you see their display. It is
really
going to be amazing.
Now, who's got that? What company?
Silver Wheels, which is bike riding club.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, plus wait till you see Carlisle's building, too.
Oh, wow. This
we have a great big arrowhead, right. The arrowhead on our roof.
then, of course, you've got the Christmas Story.
Yes.
Right?
Racking your brain over there, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking about some of that
stuff. Muppets.
Okay.
You've crossed the line.
You've just crossed the line. Alienated yourself from the morning show. Craig? Craig has his own opinion about Muppets and the Muppets on the whole thing like that.
Draw the line at the Muppets.
So that's all.
Do you have Muppets? I mean, do you have a Muppet display there?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'll be open-minded. I will check it out. I'll be open-minded.
And actually, the Muppets won last year because it's as you walk through, you can go into the Black River Room. There's refreshments available courtesy of our friends at Metro Parks for a small fee. But you can also vote for your favorite display. And the Muppets actually won last year.
Wow. How about that?
It's not bad.
Now, that's not the only place you've got holiday lights, though, right?
It's not. We also have holiday lights at Lorain at Lakeview Park starting on the 30th, which is the kickoff for the Light Up Lorain Parade. And then the lights will start there. And then we have at our Miller Nature Preserve, the Wonders of Winter. So the conservatory is all decorated with flowers and lights and decorations from local artists. And that is going on now, and their hours are 10 to 6 with extended hours through December on Wednesday and Thursday with a $2 admission fee.
And we'll have Santa at the Rose Cafe?
Santa will be there on various nights, not every night. And you're welcome to check the arrowhead or visit our website, which is www.metroparks.cc.
Well, he's very busy this time of year. He can't be there every night.
Busy.
But he can't be there every night.
Right, and he can't be everywhere every night.
No, Santa can be everywhere. This is how it works on Christmas. That's how you're able to do all that stuff. We all know that, Santa. They had a nice picture in the Chronicle the other day of the people decorating at the Rose Cafe, getting it in.
I saw that, yes.
Some of the holiday things together as well. So that's pretty cool.
And again, you'd like folks to drop off a non-perishable item at Carlisle?
Yes, please. Other than that, the event is free, and that goes to Second Harvest Food Bank.
That's pretty good. Not a bad deal.
Skating penguins, right?
Skating penguins.
Sorry. This is Jingle Jangle by the Penguins. How about that for a Christmas tie-in?
Not
something
bad.
Something like that, too.
You've been working on that for a while,
haven't you?
That's
what I've been doing over here. I had no questions for Vanessa this morning, so I was busy looking for something like that on this morning. So.
Well, it's a busy time for you. You got lots of things going on.
We do. And, you know, it's of course, it's all about the lights, and I know that's what we were supposed to talk about today, and we did talk about it. But I wanted to throw out there that we also have Shrek playing at True North, which is really a great family holiday show, and that starts on December 6th. So, you know, you can get your tickets anytime online now for Shrek. And we also have a lot of Christmas concerts coming up at our True North, and they're also having one on December 12th through the 14th at Miller Nature Preserve. There's also coming up, oh, wait a minute, let me check my notes here, I'm sorry. December 21st at the Avon Lake United Christ, Church of Christ, and that's with our True North Ensemble also. So there's a lot of things going on for Christmas.
A lot of poinsettias probably throughout everywhere out there.
A big thing,
so.
Yeah.
Do you have poinsettias?
We do.
Where do you get them?
I don't know where they get them. The lady from Miller gets them for
okay.
us.
Okay, I just wondered.
Not sure.
What? Where do you get massive, where do you get huge amounts of poinsettias?
From
Green Circle Growers.
From poinsettia growers.
Well, there you go.
This is what they're doing. Then you get those blue ones and the ones that
the
are
purple, yeah.
Purple, and you're thinking, what's going on here? And then you realize there's a whole spray process that's involved.
Now, where is it in the world where they grow 6 feet tall?
Well, they originally come from Mexico.
Wow.
In the Central America area, where they like grow the size of trees that are over there as well.
Okay.
At least that's what I've heard. I've not seen them. I can see.
Well, Charles Behnke told us about that.
Well, sure. He tells us all about John Poinsett, the guy who actually, that's why we call them poinsettias or poinsettias. And those are not the flowers, you know. Those are the brackets or something like that. They're called. The little flower is the yellow thing in the middle. It's the leaves that are red on that.
So again, one more time, when does all this fun start?
The day after Thanksgiving, Friday, November 29th at 6 p.m. So come on out to Carlisle. Drive through Lakeview on Saturday or visit Miller Nature Preserve for the wonders of winter anytime starting now.
You know, there's another light out there you can actually see, and we've got we had Dave Langill on earlier this year, a week from the Black River Astronomical Society.
Seems like so long ago.
I know.
This day seems...
Talking about the program coming up on December 6th, I think it is, at the observatory. Where you can come out and they'll show you all kinds of things in the sky.
They do a lot at the observatory, which is right down the road from Carlisle at the Equestrian Center, and that is really a neat place to go.
And Dave Bruce, if you remember, he told us about Venus. You can see Venus in the southwest sky.
Mm-hmm.
Saw it last night.
I did.
Boy,
too.
Was it bright
and big.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I thought, could it possibly be a plane coming my way? That's how big and bright it was.
Yeah, I thought that too, and then it didn't move.
Right. Thank you.